it's late. I know you're weary. I know your plans don't include me. Oh, yes, okay. So, back in the old days, I still love that song, and I think now I look at it and I can see God in those lines telling me, I know your plans don't include me, but why don't you stay? And truly, my plans at that time didn't really include the Lord. What I want to talk about today is thinking of you. I really believe that the idea of this message, though not very profound, could have a profound impact on your lives. It did on mine. This week I was thinking about the Lord. And I honestly don't know exactly just what I was thinking about the Lord, but the Lord came into my thoughts, into my heart, spoke to my heart. He said, I'm thinking of you. God thinking of me, he's thinking of you. He thinks about us. Lord, what great works you do and how deep are your thoughts. We know the verses like, my ways are above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. And that's an automatic. Yeah, we certainly have no doubt about that, that God, you are so far above us, and that's true. That's more than reasonable that he's so far above us. But it's a little out there to think that he thinks of us. I mean, thinks of us. Like we think. Like maybe we might think of a grandchild. Think fondly of that grandchild. The Lord came into this world to reveal to us the very truth that God thinks of us. If he wasn't thinking of us, Jesus never would have came. What was it in one of the television series about space travel? Every now and then there would be this all-powerful person that showed up. They called him Q, I think it was. And he sort of could do anything, and they sort of had to let him do anything, and Q maybe was sort of the man's idea of what God is like. That maybe he'll play with us. Maybe he will tolerate us, but he can destroy us in a moment. God doesn't want to destroy us. He wants to bless us. He's thinking. I'm thinking of you. Loudly in my spirit. And it was something different took place. And when he said it to me after I began to process it, as I began to think about it, oh, okay, you're thinking of me. It was like, and I want people to know that I think of them. It seems obvious that he thinks of us. It does. It does. But at the same time, it seems amazing that he thinks about us. Yes, he cares about us. He sent his son. If he sent his son, what good thing would he withhold from us? But just consider, Lord, help me. Help me to convey what you've conveyed to me Let this word, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Let the encouragement that you poured into me with this simple but large thought, let it take over. Let it take over people's hearts, changing how they look at you, how they receive from you, how they think of you. In Jesus' name I pray.
You see, receiving the thoughtfulness of God, taking that in, believing that his thoughts, we all know the scripture from Jeremiah, I know the thoughts, I know the plans that I have for you. And we know from Jeremiah that Jeremiah, for most of Jeremiah, he was trying to get the people to see that they had been as useless as could be, that they had not been faithful, that they would be faithful, then they wouldn't be faithful, then they would, and then they wouldn't, then they'd cry out, God would hear them, and it was going on and on, and it's like in a real argument of court or something, they would say they're guilty and they're toast, and in the middle of that, the Lord says, but I know the thoughts, I know the plans that I have for you. So it was like, all of that was true. Everything they did was true. The same is true for us. All of that was true. Our past lives without God, maybe some people think that they weren't so bad and so it wasn't such a big deal for God, but I think that he should have just forgot about me in the natural, and I'm so glad that he didn't, because I so enjoy him and I'm so just overwhelmed by the fact that he told me, I think about you. I think about you, and I just knew in my innermost being that when he said that, he was saying, I think about you in more than just a me big God, you little you thing, but that he thinks about us. He spends time considering us. And when you think about that, that makes sense, because he wants us to spend time considering him. That song that I was singing at Bob Seger's about, I know you're lonely. Both of us are lonely. Can you think that God is lonely for you? I think it's probably more true than we want to know, because he wants a relationship with each and every one of us. And so it seems odd to think that God could be lonely, but if God thinks of us and God loves us and we aren't considering him and we aren't thinking of him and we aren't loving him back, we leave him lonely, right? I told my wife, I said, I when I used to travel a lot, I didn't want to miss the family until I was back on the ground in South Dakota. Because if I started missing the family when I left, I would have 10 or 12 terrible, terrible days. Now, how do you not miss someone? I guess I just decided I wasn't going to miss them. You know, you can think of someone without missing them. You can love someone without that tearing apart of the missing them. And I knew that I couldn't do what I was supposed to do if I was doing that. But you can be lonely, and I'm sorry, Lord, for all the times that I leave you lonely. Oh yeah, I mean, he's got a gazillion
angels, and he's got all kinds of people praying, and he's got all kinds of people giving him attention, and all kinds of people loving him. But if you're not doing it, if I'm not doing it, he's lonely for our part of it. It's important. That's why we worship. It's important to worship because worship tells God that he's worthy. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. So I just haven't been able to get this thought out of my mind that God is thinking about me, and it causes me to think about him. I certainly don't think that he should put more effort into thinking about me than I do about him, because I'm the big winner in this relationship. And I'm supposed to, you can do with it whatever you want, but I ask you to please just consider God thinking about you. Not thinking about you like you're just another little subject or anything like that, but just thinking about you for the special person that you are. For the special things that you have to offer him. And if you don't think you have something special to offer him, then ask him. Ask him. Thank him for thinking about you. Thank him for his fondness. Thank him for enjoying you. He knows things and considers things that we have no idea about. We may tend to think about our failures as losses, but he has moved past them toward our future hope. You know, he doesn't spend time, he doesn't want to spend time going over your failures. Now, he'll listen to you. He will listen to you, talk to him about them. But there's going to come a time when he's going to say, let it go. Because old things, they really do need to pass away. If Peter would have just kept going and over and over and over and over and over his failure, he'd have never got done what God wanted. And Jesus proved it. We've talked about this before, but Jesus came to him. Jesus did not go over one thing. He went over it before it ever happened. But when he came to Peter, all Jesus asked him was, do you love me? And Peter said, of course, I love you. And it was like Jesus said, okay, go feed the sheep. Go feed the lambs. Go feed the sheep. Go get done what we were preparing you for all this time. Just go get it done. And, you know, it was like a halftime speech to a football team to get out there, and they go out and the second half they dominate because, woo, we're out there. He was all done. He was all ready to have to explain and apologize and all kinds of stuff to Jesus. And Jesus just said, do you love me? All right then, let's go on. So can you see Jesus asking you, do you love me? Just asking, you know? I mean, I love you, Lord. We sing about it all the time. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Can you imagine, you know, Jesus thinking about you and then just saying to you, do you love me? I just want to hear you say you love me. I mean, we can sing about it and not get from our head to our heart. But if we will worship him and we will allow that to go from our head to our heart, when we say to the Lord, I love you, Lord. I mean, I love you, Lord. When we are thinking of him and our thoughts are of our love
for God. Your thoughts, your love for God will increase according to how much you can process that he is thinking about you and very much telling you, I love you. Have you ever... I talk about my wife. I was pretty enamored with my wife when I first met her, and then I was off on the road, but I was thinking about her. I was thinking about her. I didn't know Jesus at the time, so I probably wasn't thinking about her rightly, but I was my thoughts were on her. I just needed to talk to her, and so I managed to find a way, the old-fashioned way. You could call 411, you could talk to an operator, and they'd help you find a person. And when I called, I can remember being so impressed, so relieved, so encouraged, that when she answered the phone, I felt like she was glad I called, that maybe she'd been thinking about me. You like it when people think about you, don't you? You know, you don't like it if you think that somebody's thinking wrong things about you. But you don't know what anybody else is thinking about you until they say it. And until you consider that God just thinks about you, you don't know what all he's thinking about you. We know the Word of God. We know what he says. We know he has plans for us. We know they're good to build us up. We know they're not to tear us down. They're for a future and hope. We know because we've heard the Word of God. You know, if you call me, I'll answer you. We know all of that. We really do. But there's just something that happened in my heart when I consider God thinking about me. Not about all of us, but he's thinking about me, and he's thinking about you too. And he's thinking specifically about you as you are and as his plans are for you. And come, let's reason together. He says, you know, I mean, that's a wonderful, wonderful word. And then it's an amazing word when we realize that he's been thinking about something concerning you. I think that we think about God coming up with something we ought to do and boom, lays out the assignment for us and we're supposed to get going. But I have never really considered that he has given a lot of thought. And he really is interested in what my thoughts might be about it. I mean, like a conversation. It's so personal to me. It's so. You know, I have been doing this for a long, long time, and I know that I don't know a lot, because the more you get to know God, the more you know the less, and I feel like a spoiled, pampered child with this thing that he's given me, and he's given it to me to give to you, for you to give to others. If you can allow what God is putting in my heart and in your heart at this point, you You will be able to transform people's lives just by encouraging them, you know, God is thinking about you. Not just God's watching you, but God thinks about you. And you really are special to God. I was special to God. You were special to God. We all were special to God before we knew him. Before we were formed in the womb, he knew us. And we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he never quit thinking about us and never quit planning for us. And he won't. It doesn't matter where you are, if you are in a walk with God or if you are in a walk away from God or if you don't even believe in God and you don't care about God, I'm telling you, God is thinking about you. And he's working on something. He's working on something that will break you through. That will not only get through to you, but will get you through to him. Because he's been thinking about you. He cares about you. I said in the devotional, I want to love Jesus perfectly. I want to bring glory to God in everything I do and everything I say. And when I do bring glory to God, it is the glory to God. He gets all the glory. And when I fail, I'll just get up and thank him for keeping me going. I have thought in my life that his plans would be to catch me and teach me a lesson on many occasions, but never once was that his intention. Never. He always just kept thinking. And he was looking forward to the time when I would stay. And you know, with him thinking about you, thinking about me, with him interested just in a unique relationship conversationally with us, it isn't a question of staying, it's a question of ever leaving. I understand better now. Somehow, that what he's thinking about doesn't change. I have a bit of a childlike understanding of the importance he places on each of his children. There's been a refreshing shift in the wind. It's like that old song, "Something Happened, and Now I Know." He touched me, and he made me whole. Jesus is not only thinking about us, but he is. He's reaching out and he's touching us. He's soothing us. You know? Sometimes the cat's on my lap and I'm petting her and I quit petting her and she'll swat me because she wants to continue to be petted so she can continue to purr. Be comforted. Be comforted by the thoughts that God is having of you. Understand that they are good. They're good. In spite of all that the folks in Jeremiah's time were doing, his plans were for good. So not only has God not forgotten you, he's thinking of you. Tara shared a testimony that, you know, sometimes we don't see things, but we can trust God. And that is the whole thing. it will be okay. When we understand that relationship with God, of how he is thinking of us, fondly thinking of us, diligently planning for us, caring so much about us, he can say, it will be okay. And we won't have to give a lot of thought to the fact, that's good enough for me. That works. That'll work. That'll work. You see, that closeness, that personal attachment that we have as we understand God's thinking of me. If you're feeling lonely, how comforting to know God is thinking of you. Not just that broad thing of I'll never leave you or forsake you, but I mean, he's just flat thinking about you. When God is concerned for you, he's concerned not in a far away, I be God, you be a little pawn in my little game, but like a, you are more important to me than you can imagine. I had thought this morning of Mom would have turned 102 today. And I had the thought that she left at 97 on her way to heaven 5 years ago. When I think about God's faithfulness, because only God knows how that really works about heaven, heavenly birthdays, that there, you know, I mean, that just doesn't concern me. I'm amazed at how God saved me. I'm amazed as I consider that he was thinking about me the whole time that I was far, far from me. And so not only did he save me, but he's led me. He led me. He led me. When I think about the mentors, the ministries that we began just engorging ourselves with on recording on DVDs, no, not DVDs to begin with, on cassettes, no, not, yeah, on cassettes and on VCRs, you know, all the recordings and watching and just digesting them. I mean, it's like I never thought about it before, but when I look at it now, I realize he was thinking about me. And that probably then brings me to a place where I'm beginning to be able to process how he turned his thoughts into realities. And I'm thankful. I'm just thankful to the Lord. And I'm thankful to know that he is thinking. He's thinking of me. He's thinking of us. He just thinks about us. He doesn't track us like Google. He thinks about us. He cares about us. He cares about you. When he says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you, I mean, he cares. Cares enough to think about you. Not just, we know that God knows all, and so he just knows all, so it's, you know, if we go with that, then it removes the importance of how he feels about you, about your importance to him, about how, yes, it sounds silly to think that, you know, God could be lonely, but you know, if you're not, if you ever been to a family gathering or something and everybody's having a nice time, but then somebody says, oh, if only so-and-so were here. It's just not the same without them. And when that happens, you know, it's kind of like they're saying, well, we don't count, you know. Everybody counts with God, but you are special. That's why he thinks about you. That's why he watches for you. That's why he rejoices over you, because his relationship with each one of us is a complete relationship in itself. And so we can leave God lonely in our relationship with him. He thinks about me because he cares about me. He thinks about you because he cares about you. Sit with that for a bit. Think about that. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of us. Thank you, Lord. My heart is full. I'm challenged and encouraged and overwhelmed, and I'm just thankful, Lord, to think that you think about me. I love you, Lord. Bless this word. Bless those who hear it. In Jesus' name, amen.